91X News.
It's minus six and partly cloudy at 5 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Nick Ogden. The Bay of Quinte is serving up another round of Quintilicious. Almost a dozen local restaurants in the area are taking part in the month-long event. Michaela Chapman has more on the story.
That's the sound of one of Burger Revolution's juicy beef patties hitting the grill in preparation for Quintilicious. Jeff Camacho is the owner and chef at Burger Revolution. He says the focus of the event is to promote local food.
Our emphasis is just what's around us, and we want people to know that it's you don't have to go anywhere else. Just look in your backyard and there's good food around everywhere.
Laura Voskamp is with Bay of Quinte Tourism. She says Quintilicious is all about supporting local producers and getting tourists to visit the Bay of Quinte. She says the event has brought over $75,000 in economic activity to the area.
The aim of Quintilicious is to support local procurement who are all around us in this region at a lot of the restaurants. So a lot of them are using local products throughout the year. You'd be surprised, there's a lot that's still available in this time of year.
Kathy Stevens is the manager at Cafe E in downtown Belleville, and she says this is her restaurant's first time taking part in Quintilicious. She hopes the event will not only bring exposure to local producers, but to the community's many restaurants.
We're really quite excited to show people that normally don't come to our cafe to give them an opportunity to explore what we have to offer here at Cafe E.
Quintilicious runs until March 20th. Michaela Chapman, QNET News, Belleville.
There was dissent among premiers as they headed into today's meeting on climate change with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, but it didn't seem to dampen the mood. All participants in today's First Minister's meeting agreed that more collective policy on the environment file is necessary. The federal government has insisted for months that it will impose a national carbon pricing scheme if provinces won't do it on their own. Early this week, Thomas Martin, a local child and honorary Loyalist Lancer, passed away from a two-year battle with a primary brain tumor. Many of the Loyalist Lancers are sharing how they felt when they heard the news.
It hit me a little bit harder than I thought it would have.
It just broke my heart because I literally saw him at the last basketball game. It's really sad.
Captain of the men's volleyball team Adam Strickland let Thomas shave his head for the fundraiser Lancers Against Cancer held last year, and he shares his thoughts.
It made me feel like what I did wasn't enough kind of thing, which was kind of took me back a few steps because I thought what I did was kind of cool.
Athletics assistant Amy Hoskins spoke about what Thomas was like when he was around.
If you didn't know what was going on in his life, you wouldn't know. Like, he was so strong and battled so hard, and he was just always smiling and always happy. And
Thomas's positive energy and spirit will always be remembered. That's QNET News on 91X to 5:01 p.m. In sports, the Ottawa Senators look to keep their slim playoff hopes alive when they face the Tampa Bay Lightning tonight. The Lightning is looking to sweep its four-game road trip. The other Canadian teams are in action as Calgary visits Buffalo, Edmonton is in Philadelphia, Toronto hosts Minnesota, the New York Islanders take on Winnipeg, Vancouver battles San Jose, and Montreal faces Los Angeles. For Wayne Gretzky, there's something special about the number 99. The NHL's all-time scoring champion has struck a deal with Viking Canada for a book about the game's history and his own place in it. The book, which is still untitled, will be released in the fall to coincide with the league's 99th anniversary. In a statement released Thursday through his publisher, Gretzky said he would provide his take on some of the great moments in hockey and tell stories previously known only to friends, family, and teammates. Gavin Floyd is on the mound for the Toronto Blue Jays in a spring training game against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Today is Floyd's spring debut after being plagued by elbow problems in his past two seasons with Atlanta and Cleveland. The Toronto Raptors have the day off after recording their 11th consecutive victory at the ACC last night. Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan combined for 63 points in the Raptors' 104-94 win over Utah. There are only four games in the NBA tonight as Phoenix travels to Miami, New Orleans hosts the Spurs, Sacramento battles Dallas, and first-place Oklahoma City Thunder takes on third-place Golden State Warriors. Send us your team or league scores. Email us at QNET News at gmail at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville today, mainly cloudy with 40% chance of flurries with a low of minus 12. Tomorrow shows a mix of sun and cloud, 40% chance of flurries early in the morning with a high of 0, dropping to minus 7 in the evening. Saturday brings a mix of sun and cloud with 30% chance of flurries and a high of 0. And Sunday rounds off the weekend with a mix of sun and cloud and a high of plus 4. At 5:03, it's minus 6. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Nick Ogden, news on 91X, next at 6.